Folks, welcome back to another episode of Mayhem in the Mid-South. Today's episode, we're going to look at gunshots in Upperville. On August 23rd, 2001, someone shot Ursula Haberlin multiple times. The 81-year-old lady was left to die on her kitchen floor in her house on Green Garden Road. It's in Upperville, Virginia, there in Loudoun County. And Miss Haberlin and her husband were both from Germany. They came to the United States sometime after World War II. In the 1950s, they moved to Loudoun County. Her husband had gotten a job there at a nearby farm. Now, they'd had three kids, and they raised them there at the house and on the farm. And they'd bought some more land around their house, so they were doing well. Now, Mr. Haberlin, he dies, and she, Miss Haberlin, she continues to be part of the community. She's a member of the local church and the garden club. People would see her out taking her daily walk with her little dog, Victor, who was a Welsh Corgi. Now, she had a large vegetable garden. Now, she would bring homemade jam and fresh tomatoes and squash and all kinds of vegetables to her neighbors. Now, the question that the cold case investigators are trying to figure out is, why in the world would someone want to kill this elderly lady? Now, these investigators that Loudoun County uses for the cold case file, now these guys are the real deal. One was a longtime policeman and investigator in Nassau County. The other one, he did his time in Washington, D.C. Now, they do know this. They know the day she was murdered, she had taken her daughter to Dulles Airport and dropped her off. And on her way back, she stopped in the town of Middleburg and went grocery shopping. Now, when her body was discovered the next day, some of those groceries were still in the back of the car. So now, authorities are theorizing that she's bringing the groceries in, and while she's in the kitchen putting some of them away, there's a knock on the door. She answers the door, and then she's shot multiple times. Now, to the latter, she had put up some of the groceries there on the counter and was turning around to go back out to get some more when she ran into the killer. Now, the odd part is the home was ransacked, according to the family, but they can't find anything missing. So you're going to ransack a house, not take anything, but you shot an elderly lady multiple times. Well, either they found what they're looking for and nobody can figure out it's gone, or they didn't find it. And it just sounded like they shot her over meanness. Now, according to the family, there was even $1,000 in cash in a desk drawer there inside the house. Now, when a neighbor got there to check on her, because they hadn't been able to get a hold of her on the phone, said that little corgi had gotten out of its fence there. She's got a fenced in area on the back of the house so she can let the dog out and he won't run off. Well, that little dog was just barking, and he had dug himself out from underneath the fence and was just running around the yard barking. So he knew something had happened. Family says that little dog, now it's scared of thunder, theorizing that the dog heard the gunshots and scares the little dog. The day before Miss Haberlin is murdered, neighbors had seen a Ford pickup truck that was brown, two-tone cream, 1986 or 88 model. It had Virginia tags on it. Now, they're still trying to hunt this truck down. Don't know if it has anything to do with the killing, but maybe it does. Or maybe the person in that truck might have seen something. Now, that truck was seen over around Green Garden and Piney Swamp Roads about 7 or 8 p.m. on August 22nd. Now, that is literally a rock's throw away from the victim's house. And as far as I know, at the time of this episode, the case is still unsolved. Evil deed for sure. Just don't understand it. If there was something in that house you wanted, you could have locked her in another room or tied her up or how about just not commit any crimes. But I just don't see the need in having to kill this little old lady. That's ridiculous. That is some barbaric stuff.